Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome. Thank you for joining us today on Strategies of Success. Business people, I want you to think of this right now. Oh, parents, I really want you to think of this right now. And everybody else, I want you to think about this right now. Bullying. Bullying. Now, if you think about bullying and you just give it a couple of seconds, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember back in kindergarten, elementary school, maybe high school, you know, there was some bullying going on. Well, some bullying going on with our youth and in the high schools and junior highs has become so much more powerful in a negative way nowadays. Is because, you know, if you were in a group of people and you picked on someone going back 20, 30 years ago, the only people that really heard that were the people in that group that were right there. Nowadays, with social media, the negative side of social media, and it's out, it's all over the place, and it lasts forever. Terrible. To your business people, what's the worst thing that can happen when you walk in the door to your place of business, especially in a retail environment, could be anything, but a retail environment, you got bullying going on. And we're talking about bullying with your employees, it's very possible, but also customer bullying to your employees, also very possible. We've all seen it. It's incredibly disruptive in the business environment, and it's unbelievably impactful when it comes to our youth, because I really wonder, I've heard stories that, you know, somebody who is a bully at a younger age either remains a bully at an older age, or the person they impacted when they were young is going to carry this with them forever, and maybe there was something that didn't seem like that big of a deal at the time, but they carry that with them, and that could hurt their confidence for a long time coming. It's a big problem. And that's why I asked this one gentleman to come on with us today to talk about it, because not only is he doing something about it, he's doing something about it in the most creative way, and he's getting to the younger population and impacting them very positively, because when he delivers his message, he's delivering it in a manner that they are loving. They're enjoying it immensely. They're remembering what it was that is being said to them, communicated to them, and that's incredible. And there's so much to learn from that, and a lot of takeaways that you should be paying attention to and bring back to your children, to bring back to the people that you work with, and to bring back to the employees that you have empowered to help you create the business that you want. So we are speaking today with Danny Rivera. He is the founder of Asking Myself Association, and he is positively connecting with our youth and others in such a strong format. And Danny, I got to say, it is unbelievable. What you are doing and how you are doing it is incredibly creative, and is a great lesson for all of us to learn with that, because we want to deliver a message to people, but if we don't deliver it in a manner that they're interested in hearing, that message sometimes falls on deaf ears, and that is absolutely a shame. Danny, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us.
Well, it's my pleasure, man. I definitely love doing what I'm doing to help out the communities. We're all coming together. You know, Asking Myself organization is a very, you know, we care about each and other's, man. We try to make a difference out of here, you know. And I'm a young man. I mean, I started this when I was 24 years old, you know, and it's just been such a huge impact through the nation and through the state, even through, you know, the counties. It's just amazing, man. And there's nothing more that I can actually really say that I can actually say. It's just been amazing with my co-founder, with my president, John Ceramello Sr., my father, Eddie Rocky Rivera, you know. It's been a blessing. God knows it's been a blessing, you know. We got to basically anybody from congressmen, state senators, president, the governor of New York. So a lot of stuff, you know, definitely caught a lot of people's eyes. So it just shocked me still to today to actually sit down and actually just glorify everything that's been going on.
You've gotten a lot of attention from the politicians, from our elected officials, and it's all of it from the
yes.
local side of things. We're on Long Island, out to
yes.
You know, President Obama up down in Washington, which is a phenomenal thing. But when you got started What was it that really drove you to deliver this message?
What drove me to deliver this message is everything that's been going on. And the people that you see, that a lot of them saying that they're trying to help people, they're really not. They're sitting there and they're just getting money off of people's miseries and stuff. So I can't sit here and I can't say anymore, you know. That's why I'm sitting over here and I'm trying to make a very big difference to all the instances and everything that's been going on throughout the country and throughout where I'm from in New York.
And also, in the way that you deliver it, which I think is great, you know, and we've kind of been alluding to this thing, you know, but, you know, when you're speaking to the youth, when you're speaking to the kids in junior high school, high school, you're not really speaking to them, are you? You're getting up on stage and you're delivering.
I'm performing. I'm doing something the kids actually will remember. You know,
right.
I'm doing something where I'm hitting their soul. You know what I mean? It's different because when you go up there and you speak about statistics and what the kids are not supposed to do, most of the time they don't want to hear that. And most of the time they do the opposite. So what can we do as, you know, the generation before them is to sit there and try to teach them. There ain't that many people trying to teach the generation before them. You got a lot of people that want to sit here and, you know, put the young generation down or don't understand the young generation or sit here and, you know, try to fail them. It's like, no, we can't fail them. We all got to start working together and we got to show passion. And that's what works. That's why everyone asks me, what's the key to my success? Passion. Passion and believing on what I'm doing. And don't be scared to take a chance and to do something different out of the box.
Right. Yeah, and at keeping it real, which is also the message that
I can't
you're
say that. He said keeping it real.
Yeah.
No, I am. I'm going to keep it real, but at the same time, I just want people to remember it comes from your heart. Whatever comes from your heart is potent. You understand? It's pure. So what doesn't come from your heart is like watered down. So it
right.
doesn't go anywhere most of the time.
And everybody, I think, sees through that. You know, I don't care what age you are. I mean, we all, it's very easy to see through somebody who's just up there talking about something, you know, rather than actually, you know, living it, you know, and really, truly, as you put it, passionate about whatever it might be, you know, and in this case, you know, seeing what's going on in society as an overall, and you wanting to actually do something about it and make that difference.
Well, you know what? When you really start looking and take a really good chance, like basically looking inside the mirror and looking at yourself, right? Now, do you want to be like everybody else and you want to sit down and you just basically want to be nitpicked around every single way? Not even nitpicked, just don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can look yourself in the mirror and say that you're finally successful, something that you're trying to really go and outstand through a very proper way that you're really trying to show people. Or do you want to just show people the fakeness and no innocence, no sides? And that's the way a lot of, you know, everything's been categorized back in our generation. My generation before us, we're getting, right now, a lot of things is just hard for us right now as people. So what we're trying to do is trying to make it better for the generation coming up. I always tell everybody it's about the kids. It's about the kids. And then, you know what, at the same time, it's about the kids, but it's about human beings. It's about all of us together, even with the whole bullying and the whole concept. You can't sit here and you can't, like, nitpick and put somebody inside a different kind of situations and circumstances in any which way you try, you know, try to grab a few of them and actually really try to show something different. But that's what we all need to act, but a lot of times people don't know how to do that. You understand?
Yeah, well, I definitely do understand it and absolutely, you know, appreciate with you know, what you're talking about over here. You know, and what I find that, you know, what's very good about what you're doing and how you're doing it is that you're playing to some of your own strengths and that your ability to perform, to sing, and using that as the way to connect with everybody. But that's also showing, that's leading by example, you know, the fact that we all have these talents within us. And if they focus more on what can be done instead of picking on other people and going negative, there's a lot more that, you know, can happen.
Well, you gotta remember something. You can't judge a book by its cover. You know, you really can't. Like me personally, I look at everybody and I just smile because right now what I like to do is I like to keep myself quiet away from the whole crowds right now. But at the same time, I do got a great fan base. A lot of people listen. I got a lot of kids that always write letters to me, parents that always write letters to me, people that always ask me to speak. You know, and, you know, it's a great feeling. It's a great thing to have such impact You know what I mean? But at the same time, like I tell everybody, I just like being humble and just like being myself. I don't like sitting here and going, look what I did, look what I did, look what I did. Let my work speak for me. That's it. Like I tell everybody, if you know what I done, thank you. Let my work speak for me. I don't got to sit here and go through every single event that I've been through or everybody who I met or people that sit there respect me. Let my work speak for itself.
Right. Well, even, you know, the attention that you get, you know, from the various elected officials, and you are getting noticed, and you are getting, you know, the pat on the back, you know, through these proclamations for what it is that you're doing. And there is nothing
wrong
with
that. No, I'm
very
thankful for that. You know, that's very... I'm very thankful for all that, you know what I mean? Like, God bless it. God, I'm so happy they're noticing what I'm doing. But at the same time, I want everybody to know that I'm... God bless them. You know, I'm going to keep working as hard as I can for the community. Thank you for noticing, and thank you. But the thing is, too, you know, they give the proclamations, but they're doing stuff for me. You know, they're helping me get to the resources I need. So I want people to hear that right now. The people that you see me with in those pictures or proclamation with, when I need them to come out with me, they come out with me. You know what I mean? So thanks to them. Thanks to the politicians that come out and they'll sit there and support me. Like the people, when I call them and say, listen, I need this person, so-and-so, to speak at my event. You know, come down with me. Let's try to get the other groups and everybody together in the community. They come with me. You know what I mean? It's not just a picture they take, then they're gone. You know what I mean? It's a, okay, Danny, what can we do? How can we help you? Which way? Okay, he's going to be here. We're going to speak about this. This is how we're going to manage. But people got to understand that there's a lot of good people out there that doesn't, you know what I mean? There's a lot of good officials out there that would actually sit down and actually help out the situation, but people got to reach to them more. I just want everybody
absolutely
to know that. You know,
because
not a lot of people... Because, you know, a lot of people can say, oh, yeah, we do this, we do that. It's cool. But they're sitting there and they're actually helping me. If I need them to come somewhere, they come. They can't come, they write a letter or they tell me straight to me. They call me right back. I can't make it. I wish you good luck. Keep going for the fight. And that's what I always thank them for, all of them.
Yeah, there is a big
you know?
Difference between somebody showing up for a photo op and then somebody showing up to actually help you along, you know, and help open those
yes.
doors and help raising awareness, which is really so incredibly important. And you do that in
my team. I got to thank my team. You know, I got to thank my team. I got to thank John Ceramella that would sit there every day and go, okay, because there's certain things I can't do. You know, because I got a small little disability. I'm not going to lie, I'll say it right in the air. There's certain things I can't do well. He makes up for. There's certain things that I can't shoot that my father shoots. He makes up for. See, my father is one of the best, I'm going to say one of the best parents I can ever wish for because, you know, I have a disability. I told you dyslexia, and it's hard for me to do certain things, you know. He sat there and he channeled the way that I, you know, write even in music. He taught me so much actually how to channel the music out, aspect out, and how to reach out more. See, he's the person behind all the videos, you know what I mean? Because if I have an issue, he'll help me be like, okay, Danny, we're going to place it like this. This is how we're going to place it. So I got to thank him. You know what I mean? He always says, listen, he always gives me the credit. I want to give him the credit for helping me. You know?
Yes.
And all the kids that were helping
you know,
out, the kid, Vic, listen, my friend that I told you, very sick kid, Nico Lissanetti,
yeah.
His mother right now is starting a foundation. I'm going to say this right now. A foundation for parents that don't have, you know what I mean? Parents that don't have money to help out a kid that's ill and sick. You know, her name is Debbie, you know, and she is a sweetheart. She's going to be at my event, too, because Nico, I don't think he can actually come to the award ceremony because of his condition, so his mother's going to take the award, you know, and at the same time, God bless all of them because, you know what, we did this together, stay focused. Was an amazing video, and we all worked together. So I got to shout everybody out who did stay focused, and I love everybody out. Peace and love to everybody.
And you know, you bring up a great about the fact that, you know, knowing what you can, can't do, and finding the right teammate, partner, you know, to help you out with that. And I think you're blessed that you have a father, you know, that has got the talent to bring to the table and the desire to really help you achieve so much in what you're doing and to help so many people along the way, you know, it's great. It's a long-term impact.
Well, I wanted to give him credit, and I wanted to give John credit, too. Because you got to remember something, John is a big part of Action Myself organization as well, and he's a very strong dude. You know, I this is how I did it, okay? I did it differently, too, because what I wanted to, I wanted the elder's point of views into situations what I would do. And he always, like, you know, he's like a big brother, so he'll sit there and he'll be like, okay, D, this or this. Like, you know, I got to be honest with you. Sometimes I just don't listen. There's sometimes I might go off a, you know, sometimes I might go off a tangible, do my own little thing. But at the same time, I always hear that buzz in my ear because, you know, when you get schooled into this, you got to learn how to basically maneuver certain weights. You understand? Like, when I go to talk with kids with bullying, right, you got other organizations that will sit there and label the kid. This is a bully. This is the victim. How are you going to say this is a bully, this is the victim, let's bring them together? You got to clear their minds and say, listen, there is no labeling here. Okay, we're not labeling you. We're not labeling you. What we're going to do is we're going to start over in the process. Other side of the coin. That's what I call it. What is going on in your life? Well, my parents, this, that. Okay, you find out the situation was going on one kid's life. The other kid who's dramatized, you'll sit down with him and you'll talk to him a little bit. And then you bring those two together after you figure out what's going on. And that's how you make the pattern together and the bridge to cross over. You understand?
Right. Hello? So you're doing you're not really doing role playing here. This is real life. But you're really forcing each one of them to take a look at the other person through the other person's eyes.
Exactly. Sit in the other person's shoes and visualize what the other person is going through. Because I feel like if people know what the other person is doing, like, think about it. Half of the people that you see that are sitting there rotting in jail right now, right? A lot of them scream out, okay, a situation that I did years ago, right, that I'm getting blamed for still. Or you know, it's the label. You understand? It's the label that makes people feel uncomfortable. I mean, I'm not trying to say, okay, if somebody was a bad criminal and they robbed and they did this and they're never going to change. I've never seen that. Everybody changes. You understand? Even with the kids with the bully, everybody changes. You got people who are 60 to 70 years old or 55 or 30 years old or whatever age coming up from when they were kids apologizing to the person they bullied. You understand? So people change. It's the perspective that people go through. People don't – I get annoyed because, you know what, we can give awareness and we can give the numbers and we can give statistics, but it changes every day. Am
right.
I right or wrong?
Statistics
for 2013. Huh?
You're right. I mean, statistics change. Everything changes the whole way through.
Exactly. So, why can't somebody else – why can't we break somebody's perspective and make a change? Why does everybody think we're always going to have the same mindset? You understand? Like, why don't
we sit out there and
we actually gaze and we actually look at each other in a different kind of manner, in a different kind of perspective? What makes me different than the other man that's trying to do this? You understand? What makes me different than Tom Smoke walking down the street? I feel like everybody's...
Danny, you know, I'd like to respond to that because I think what makes you different is that you are willing to take the time to look at things from somebody else's perspective. You're willing and desirous to see somebody for what they are, not whatever that situation is or what you perceive that situation, you know, to be. And a lot of folks don't take the time to do that. We make all these crazy assumptions, and 9 out of 10 times, you know, we're wrong. You know, so why, and if I get what you're talking about here, you know, when you have somebody, you know, the bullier and the bully, you know, sitting there and sitting in each other's shoes, you're forcing them to take the time to remove themselves from the situation and look at it from somebody else's point of view, but to live in the life of that, at least emotionally, live in the life of that other person to find out the why. Why are they bullied? Why are they overacting?
But the thing is, you got to remember something. You got to remember something. See, the thing is, everybody will say, okay, why is he putting himself in this predicament again, currency again? It's not that, man. It's, you know, life, funny things happen. Like, I sit there and I talk with kids and they'll be like, listen, I try to do this, I try to do that, I try to tell the teacher, I try to tell my parents, I sat back, I try to, you know, go out for it. And I look at the kid and I'm like, have you ever really tried, instead of hiding the whole thing, have you ever tried to approach it? And most of them go, yeah, kind of. You know, I said, sometimes you got to stick up for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to stick up for yourself. He's like, huh?
But do people listen when they bring it up with somebody else? You know, are we listening enough? I mean, let's put some of the blame on the us, you know, of the world. You know, are we are those that are in some authority?
Well, we get stuck in. No, we get stuck. That's the thing. The world is stuck. Right now, everybody can say we're all rolling together and everything's spiraling. In this situation, we're stuck because we don't know. A lot of times, the people don't know how to occur it or actually how to move towards it or how to move forward for it. You understand? Like, and you got all these. See, the thing about bullying, I want everybody to remember this, is you got kids that's dying every day because they're scared. You know, and that's the thing that I'm going to try to do is we're trying to make you stop fearing. We're trying to make you stop scaring. We're trying to put that over on me, right? And this woman here calls me up. I'm going to just say this. Very nice woman, right? And she always hits me up and she goes, you put that, every time I talk to you or you talk to somebody, you put that energy in us. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, you put that, we're not going to be scared. We're going to go. We're going to towards it. You know why? Because I tell everybody, I said, do you want to be stuck here sitting there in a shell right now, or do you want to sit here the rest of your life in a shell, or do you want to stand up and actually make yourself something and actually go out and handle it? See, the thing is, when somebody feels like they got your power and somebody feels like they have you, you're always going to feel weak towards them. But it's time for you to stand up and have to move on to your own perspective and move in your own towards and move in your own life. See, I get so angry at certain people when they say they can't. Everybody has it in them. I don't care what anybody says. Everyone has it in them. Like, I sat on TV the other day, right? I sat on TV, right? And we were talking, and I was on TV, television. And we were talking about if you had 20 different kind of people, right? And 20 different people would actually come up with one story about them getting bullied and being fun of, you know? And that's true fact. Because it's something that happens in life, it's continuous, and it's a growing tool.
It happens a lot, and it happens in a lot of different places. It's not just school. Right?
It happens everywhere. You know, everybody has an incident. Yeah. Everybody has an incident. I never heard one person, or they say that they were the person that protected from the bullies. I never heard one incident with somebody telling me, oh, nothing ever occurred to me when I was younger, or nothing ever occurred to me in life. No, it happens every day, all the time, to everyone. It's just the way that we occur, and it's just the way that we go into it. You understand? It's just the way that we basically project it and actually come forward and actually move with it. You know? It's the way that we react to it. That's it.
Yeah. It seems like communication skills really need to be a big part
of
this
whole process. That's
what I'm saying.
Communication is the way that we communicate with each other and interact. You understand? It's the way that we move together.
Danny, let me ask you a question here. You know, so if you're a business owner and, you know, you've got 20 or 30 employees, you've got customers coming in all of the time, what is something that you as a business owner can do in order to prevent bullying from taking place? Obviously, you can't speak to every customer, but you can communicate with your employees.
You always got to keep this is my theory in life. I always try to keep a good relationship with everyone. You understand? It's hard because a lot of times you always have a person that's not going to listen, is going to be out the box on you, or just not going to like your perspective. But you always have to occur it in a well manner. You always got to occur it in a well manner, in a well being. You understand?
Right. Okay. So do you think it would make sense for the manager, or is it a way for the manager to create an environment where, you know, bullying is not going to take place, where everything is seen?
You know what, man? Like, I look at it two ways. I look at it, is everything perfect in life? You understand? Can we have everything be perfect? You can do certain ways to try to prevent it, but at the same time, sometimes the boss or sometimes even the employees, the owner, he might not know that the owner might not know the manager is sitting there behind closed doors tormenting this poor person. You understand? So how is everything foolproof? That's how I look at it. You understand? Because how can you go and say, okay, this person's doing this, writing this stuff down, a pattern, and then prove it? You understand? So a lot of things is very difficult to prove what work bullying is from even not what work bullying is, but proving to the employees of what's going on or try to bring it to a boss. You don't know. It's always a different kind of perspective. You understand? It's how the person perceives it and the person sees it.
Right.
You understand?
And that's what you, yeah. And that's when you talk about seeing things from another person's perspective or sitting in somebody else's shoes. Gets to be so.
Exactly. You don't know if the boss is having, the guy's having personal issues. You don't know. You don't know if the guy you ever dated or ever, this person's cousin did something wrong. You don't know what's going on. So when I look at work bullying, I think it's a great idea. I think what they should start doing is, I know they teach classes in it. I think that's great. What I really think what people should start doing at the same time is speaking up if they feel like their boss is doing something wrong to them. And, you know, we need to really sit down as people. We really need to start making places a clear environment for people to have a healthy environment for people to actually sit there and do their jobs, and people can be more happier. You understand? Instead of everybody feeling anger and tormented.
Yeah, and it's true. It'd be nice if everybody got along. It'd be nice if everybody cared about each other that much,
you know,
more.
Like, can I do certain things to prevent work bullying? Yes, I definitely can. Like, why doesn't a boss sit there and talk with their employees every month and see how the employees are feeling when they're down? Ask the employees, how can we make it a little better? You know, if someone's ever feeling, have a suggestion box, or go up to the boss and explain to the boss what's going on. If the boss don't listen, go up to the higher and go explain. And if they don't want to do anything, then, you know what, I hate to say it, but sometimes you just got to walk away.
Yeah. Just let somebody know what's going on, and I think that's a great message.
Exactly,
you know,
that's what I'm trying to tell you, though. But they should have classes every month on work bullying, or they should have classes where they have all the employees, they talk with all the employees, and if all the employees agree with everything that's going on, that's great. The employees should speak up if something's going wrong, but people should listen to it and make it fair, and we should follow all the laws that's going on. You understand?
Right. And like you said, and give them an outlet. That, you
and
know,
then, but what about if the boss feels? The thing is, let's put it on the other side of the corner. We haven't done it yet. What happens if the boss feels like he's getting bullied by the employees?
Mm-hmm.
How would the boss go in perspective there? He might act a certain way now to an employee if he feels that, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we sit there and have not even classes? Why don't they sit there and they interact with each other and figure out the problem to get to the solution and nip it in the hide? You understand?
Yeah.
Because what happens with
you
don't understand. Huh? Yeah. Communication.
Communication.
They should have communication classes. Communication classes, right? They should have something where the people actually go in and actually talk with the employees. I think, you know, a lot of things, too. I think they should have family functions a lot of these places so people can meet each other. You understand?
Right.
And interact more what's going on, but not get into personal life. It's just knowing, okay, this person's a good person, this person's a great, you know. I think people should really, again, communication is a key. That's it. The key in life is communication. Communication and networking with the right people.
I agree with you, Danny.
If young organizations are listening to me right now, if young organizations coming up is listening to me right now, all you have to do is network with the right people, have the right team behind you, and believe in what you're doing, and you will succeed.
Right.
That's it.
Hey, listen, Danny, we've got about a minute left here. You are speaking, performing at a number of different places, high schools, different community organizations. When you're out there, you know, what is it that you want to, you get started with, you know, with them? You know, how do you grab their attention? This way they want to listen.
Well, I do something different, man. I go up there, we perform, we do music, we go around, we got big speakers, we got platinum artists sometimes that come, big comedy addicts from big comedy acts that was like, you know, famous back in the day. I have, can I tell you a little about my event coming up? My event coming up has speakers, politicians, has a comedy act, has famous performers from back in the, like you could say in the 80s, he's a really good dude. He's actually coming up again. We got a big project he's coming out with next year. And that's right now what we're all trying to proceed next, trying to do together as a community and actually make everything actually go through at the same time. And Firehouse, December 14th at 7 p.m. Please come if anybody's hearing. There is going to be a small fee at the door. It's $30 with free buffet, free food, and free entertainment. So thank you.
Yeah, no, it's great. And then, of course, for any, you know, whenever you're listening, you know, to this, you know, Danny's always got events going on. There's always different things that he'd like to do. You know, speaking at different locations is certainly one, or performing, I should say, at different locations is it, and getting involved and getting out to the community, you know, to help do that. So you can always revert back to, you know, this page and his Facebook, and I'll have all the links set up over here in order to do that. Hey, Danny, listen. With what the message you're delivering can change people's lives forever, not just today, but actually forever. The fact that you use your singing through hip-hop to other performers in order to deliver that, I think is phenomenal. So before we go, I just personally want to thank you for putting so much of your talent and your energy and your day, time into this. What you do is a blessing to everybody. So keep doing.
Well, I feel like we're going to make a change. So thank everybody out there that's helping us. Thank Ms. Locks. Thank everybody from every single side of politicians, everybody out there that's very hard to help, everybody out there, Frank, everybody. I want everybody to hear this right now. Thank you all for coming and being a part of everything that I'm doing. God bless you all. And thank you, Madhouse, and everybody over there, Tommy and everybody. And thank you, my dad, John Ceramella. That's all I have to ask for, and everybody else for support. I mean, thank you.
And that, my friends, is probably the best strategy
and
of success I can
thank
make sure
you for having me on your
recognize.
Show.
Hey, you took the time to come on the show, my friend. That is very cool.
All right, brother.
To go and do. Bless that event. Hope, you know, it'll work out great. Future events going forward. Folks, you definitely want to follow along here with Danny. He's got so much
Action
going
Myself
on.
Organization. Go to actionmyselforganization.com.
Right. Asking Myself Association.
.com, okay. Action Association, Facebook, YouTube, it's all there. Just go on Google, put Danny Energetic Rivera. Energetic is E-N-J-E-T-I-C-R-I-V-E-R-A. My last name, and put Danny on there. Write that in there, you're good. Thank you so much for having me on the show, brother. I will talk to you later.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks again. Folks, I mean, you know, you talk about how to succeed in life, find that passion. Find the team, make it happen, and make sure your message is getting heard. Find your talent in order to deliver that message. Find your way of grabbing somebody's attention and make sure that they want to hear what it is that you're telling them, regardless of what that is. And you have yourself an unbelievable week. Get clear on your goals. That will help you achieve your success.
All right, brother.